And we begin on campus, where the latest round of lead testing has been released by UNC officials. Four more buildings added to the list. That includes a couple of wings of the med school, and that now moves that tally up to 77 buildings overall on campus that have had at least one facility test positive for lead. Again, you can find the running tally of those buildings on chapelboro.com in the news article that is updated every time we get new information, which has been coming pretty consistently of late. Some better news now. Yesterday, we learned about the latest batch of North Carolinians to be honored with the Dogwood Awards. The awards are given each year by the Attorney General's Office to individuals who, quote, help make their communities safer, stronger, and healthier. This year, three Orange County residents received the award: District Attorney Jim Woodall, Orange County Medical Director Erica Pettigrew, and Jenny Anand, a sexual assault nurse examiner from UNC Health. Congratulations to all three. Back in Chapel Hill, Epilogue Coffee Shop serves more than just macchiatos and mochas. The store opened a free queer library to provide LGBTQ youth with accessible literature. 97.9 The Hill's Madison Ward has more.
The queer Latinx-owned independent cafe also serves as a bookstore. Recently, they opened Reading Rainbows, a free queer bookstand. Gabby Laurie is a 2021 UNC graduate and the events coordinator for Epilogue. After hearing of a different bookstore offering a free queer library, she said she became inspired to bring their own to Epilogue.
And I was like, there's no reason why we can't do this. This is awesome.
Laurie said she repurposed a carousel that formerly featured young adult books to create Reading Rainbows. People are able to donate to the stand on Epilogue's website. They can purchase young adult, middle grade, or nonfiction queer books that the Epilogue staff displays, Laurie said. Patrons can also purchase a book to donate in person in the store by letting employees know at checkout the book is for Reading Rainbows.
The idea is that queer youth or anyone who wants a free queer book can just pick it up.
Laurie said it's important to her to be able to provide accessible queer literature to young people, especially because many LGBTQ books are banned from public schools.
I am a Southern butch lesbian, so I want to make this a queer safe space in so many ways.
She added the stand quickly became a hit at Epilogue.
I have watched young people take books from the stand, and I mean, sometimes they seem a little shy. Sometimes they'll ask questions, but everyone who donates a book can rest assured that it's going to someone who needs it.
Terrence Hudson, the manager of Epilogue, said they believe queer teens should be allowed to see themselves represented in as much media as possible. Hudson added making queer books free is one of the best ways to do that.
Just a really nice thing to have in a community, like a little free library that you can pick from without fear of judgment.
Hudson said Reading Rainbows has received powerful, positive feedback from the community.
We get some queer teens who are like, wow, I've never seen books that like represent me before. And we get some parents who are like, am I allowed to take one of these for my kid? And we're like, yes, absolutely. Please do.
Julia Badley is a senior at UNC who frequently patrons Epilogue. When she saw the stand, she said she was impressed with the store's efforts to offer free books that uplift the LGBTQ community.
As a queer person, I really enjoy that Epilogue is able to showcase like all these different types of books that sometimes are banned or not available in like other areas of like education in our country.
Badley said she loves how Epilogue helps people learn about different identities or even learn about themselves through literature. Reporting from Chapel Hill, I'm Madison Ward.
Thank you, Madison. In downtown Chapel Hill, work continues on the construction of a new parking deck on East Rosemary Street. But that project hit a snag recently when crews discovered the rock underground was not what they expected it to be. That's delaying the project and adding more to the cost. But Mayor Pam Hemminger told me last week that the plan is still moving forward.
It did hit a snag. It was a very disappointing news, but it's just a hurdle that we will be crossing. We weren't able to find bedrock at the level we wanted to find it at, and the project had to be redesigned. Parking decks, as you can imagine, are very heavy in nature, and so you have to be able to anchor in. So It's off schedule a little bit, but it plays right in line with everything that's coming on. The 136-137 building, which is being rehabbed as we speak, should be opening this spring. We will find parking for the people working there. We've been moving people over to the 140 West lot and over to what we call the Polcaro lot, where the new hotel is going. We've been using that as temporary parking. They are supposed to break ground, though, in early 23. So we will find other places to park people until the deck opens. The deck is pushed out to completion date of November 2023, and the finances still work really well. It just takes a little longer to start making money, but it's completely covered in what we call an enterprise fund. And the revenues generated from parking help pay the debt for this site. In the front end, though, since we don't have revenues coming in right this moment, we are using some of our parking revenues and some of our debt fund to pay that loan as we have borrowed the money.
Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger speaking there. Of course, tomorrow is Thanksgiving, which means all government and town offices will be closed for the holiday. Among the institutions closed will be the Chapel Hill Public Library, also the town's pools and gym facilities. Many municipalities are having some alternate schedules for trash pickup and other services as well. You can find full details and links to town schedules at chapelborough.com. And this Saturday is Small Business Saturday, where shoppers are urged to support local businesses for the crucial holiday shopping season. Here's Carrboro Mayor Damon Siles and then Pittsboro Mayor Cindy Perry talking about the importance of Small Business Saturday.
Right. So Small Business Saturday is generally the Saturday after Thanksgiving. So we've declared, of course, Small Business Saturday in Carrboro for the 26th, the Saturday after this Thanksgiving. It's one more opportunity to highlight the contributions of our local business community. Locally owned businesses really deliver when it comes to keeping our spending here within our community and making your dollars go farther to support your local economy. So we encourage everybody to get out and spend money if they can and if they wish to on Small Business Saturday, and in particular to support our locally owned businesses.
We have Small Business Saturday. We, as you know, always emphasize shopping locally, and that's what we'll be doing on Saturday the 26th. Sounds like it might be a rainy time from your forecast, but I will be in the Welcome Center wrapping gifts for people who wish to have their gifts wrapped, and it's always a fun time to meet folks as they're shopping.
That was Pittsboro Mayor Cindy Perry. Before that, we heard from Carrboro Mayor Damon Siles, both discussing the importance of Small Business Saturday coming up this weekend. And if this weekend is Small Business Saturday, that means tomorrow is Thanksgiving. And we here at 97.9 The Hill will be celebrating by spending time with our families. So no This Morning with Aaron Keck, no news on The Hill tomorrow. You can always stay caught up on your local content at chapelborough.com, where you can also find a powerful new edition of Never Too Far, in which UVA alum Deb Stroman discusses the recent tragedy at the University of Virginia. Time now for sports, and we start with some excellent news that happened already today. That is that the UNC volleyball team beat Duke 3-1, and that is a good start to a Thanksgiving sports weekend. Congratulations to the volleyball team for that win. Also a busy weekend for the rest of the Tar Heel athletes on those fall and winter sports. Holiday weekend or not, both basketball teams are all the way over in Oregon for the Phil Knight Invitational. Play starts tomorrow with the top-ranked men playing Portland at 1 p.m. 8th-ranked women face 18th-ranked Oregon at 5 p.m. This will be the first big test for both teams. The men will likely have an easy time with Portland. You never know. But then the second-round matchup will likely be much more difficult. Potential rematch with Villanova from the 2016 title game there. And the women will have to prove their number 8 ranking against a tough Oregon team right away. It's the program's highest ranking under head coach Courtney Banghart. Here's what UNC Athletic Director Bubba Cunningham had to say about Banghart and the other number of outstanding coaches on UNC's campus. He called into 97.9 The Hill's On the Heels Monday night.
Well, our coaches are fabulous. And, you know, they respect each other. They work with each other. They try to encourage each other. They recruit for each other. The culture that our coaches have created for themselves is something I never imagined. And I'm so lucky to be a part of it. And we have multiple coaches on our staff that have won national championships, and we have multiple coaches on our staff that are going to win national championships. So it's a real tribute to those coaches and the mentality that they have that have been able to establish, you know, the success that we've had. And Courtney is probably one of the newest, most visible that we have, you know, now in the top 10. And yeah. She's been here, you know, just a handful of years, and she's going to continue to grow and get better the entire time that she's here.
UNC Athletic Director Bubba Cunningham speaking there about the outstanding Tar Heel coaches on campus, including women's basketball coach Courtney Banghart. Lots of Tar Heels winning awards this week, including junior diver Aranza Vasquez. She is the ACC Women's Diver of the Week for the third time this season. And sophomore cross-country runner Parker Wolf has been named Runner of the Year for the Southeast region by the U.S. Track and Field and Cross Country Coaches Association. Congratulations to him. And four men's soccer players were named to the academic all-district team by the College Sports Communicators. Ahmed Alkak, Victor Olofsson, Tim Shells, and Riley Thomas. Congratulations to those four soccer players. And on Sunday, UNC basketball legends Larry Miller and Roy Williams were inducted into the National College Basketball Hall of Fame in Kansas City. Got an update this afternoon on the women's soccer match for this weekend. The time has been changed. It is now 5 p.m. on Saturday, and that game will be available on ESPN+.